I want you to get together.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Tips for Truthers. So, I am a day late because my throat was just unusable. I was not making any noise whatsoever over the past few days that were legible. But I seem to be coming out of the worst of it now, whatever illness I had. And I can speak again. So here it is, a day late. But this is a big one, guys. This is one you should probably know about. This is one of these tips that I've kind of always kind of reiterated throughout my channel and often have to remind myself about, especially once I get a visceral reaction from somebody when I tell them something which is the truth as far as I'm concerned, you know. But this is to know that the truth is basically a weapon. And you need to be careful how you handle it. People don't like having weapons brandished around in front of them. They tend to get defensive when they feel threatened by somebody waving a weapon around near them. You should be careful and know that and understand that the truth holds just as much power and weight to individuals when confronted with it. And I was listening to my old video on this, kind of listening to the points I made throughout. And I think I can remember pretty much most of them now. Just in case I do miss any, maybe go back and watch the old video. If not, just for the thumbnail's sake, because I was quite happy with that one. That one made me laugh when I went back and looked at the thumbnail I made for that thing. But you should know, like, people, unfortunately, if they have never considered any of these type of concepts we talk about in our conspiracy realm, then the best example we have, which most people can relate to, is The Matrix. And I know it's a bit gnosticky and tacky now and cheesy and old hat to keep referencing The Matrix when talking about waking up and all these type of things, but there is an apt metaphor in there that people who are asleep in The Matrix are a weapon or a part of The Matrix and will defend The Matrix, okay? Everyone's an agent, or can become an agent at any moment, basically. Now, forget about that idea that there's people out there to get you. That's a whole other conversation. But what I'm trying to say is, if you suddenly start, like, researching some stuff, and you fall down a rabbit hole or two, and before you know it, you're deep within this warren and lost, and it's dark down there, you know, and there's some pretty trippy stuff that you're researching, which is kind of like, okay, this is, people need to know this, you know? And you resurface from your pit, you know, with arm to the teeth, all this new information that you've discovered going on underground, you know, that's just completely messed up, that people need to know is happening because it affects us all, don't you know, you know? And it's kind of, you want to naturally go and tell everybody. You want to tell your loved ones, you want to tell your friends, your family, you know, your partner, your children, your workmates, your best friend, name it, name a person, some random guy on the street. You want to shake everybody awake and slap them around the face and say, look, do you see? You know, but when you start doing that, those agents of the Matrix start cropping up again and they start coming out of people. And it's kind of like, you know, we've got a problem. There's a reaction a lot of people are going to give you. It's kind of like, I was happy not knowing those things. I was comfortable being blissfully unaware. I was all warm and snug in the big daddy government blanket, you know, and I was cozy and warm and comforted, believing the narrative that's been given to me. And you've just come and wrenched that duvet off. And it's cold and dark and miserable. And I don't appreciate what you just did. That's actually how most people will receive the truth when you try and tell them things. They're not thankful. They hate you for it. You've ruined their day. Okay? And what they're going to try and do, shut you up and forget. And they'll just live their life as though it never happened. They'll erase it from their own memory. In some way, they'll memory hole the thing, okay? They will completely and totally just bury it under trivialities. They'll go and binge watch a series of something. I don't know what they'll do. They'll go and partake in their particular vice and just forget the whole thing ever happened. Replace it with something else, you know? They don't want to know. And often, getting back to the point of this, you know, some people will see you bursting into their house. This is all metaphorical, by the way. you know, bursting into their comfort, into their little room, into their house, and you start just firing off this machine gun everywhere and then setting fire to the curtains with a flamethrower, you know, and what are they going to do? They're going to see you as an invader with a weapon in their home, and they're going to defend themselves. And often they'll shoot back. They'll fight back, you know. And that can come in many forms, and tangibly in the real world. They can ostracize you, cut you off, report you to certain authorities, whether that to be governmental authorities or simply something like your boss or your workplace or whatever it is. They'll do things to ruin your life, basically. And the type of shots they'll be firing back will be extremely personal. And it's best just to avoid getting into that mess to begin with and realizing, okay, weapons need tact to be used. You don't, you know, you've got to train for years to know how to properly and effectively use a firearm in real life. You know, it doesn't just happen overnight. It's not like it is in the video games. So it's kind of, it's the same with the truth. You've got to learn how to effectively handle this new thing you've got, this sword, before you go brandishing it around in people's faces. You need to have respect for weapons. And, you know, it comes with maturity and kind of a understanding that this is dangerous. Like, this thing has the ability to end a life, metaphorically speaking. It has the ability to force somebody to completely become a new person, if used correctly. You know, and it's you got to be careful. You've got to be careful. People like the lie. Okay, people seek comfort in the lie. People, and this isn't everyone, you know, but most people will defend the lie to the very last breath, because the lie gives them a sense of identity. Okay, and when you come in and shatter that thing because you were brandishing a sledgehammer in the delicate little illusion, you know, their reaction is never going to be like, oh, thank you so much for ruining my illusions. That's never the reaction. It's maybe years after the fact, perhaps. It might get to that, you know, maybe if you're lucky, but most of the time it's not the case, because their identity has just been destroyed. And when people don't have an identity, they don't tend to blame the false or the lie. They tend to blame the person who shattered the lie instead. They shoot the messenger. It's a very classic situation, you know, of mankind's eternal refrain. Some people like the shadows on the cave. Now, some people don't want to know what's outside the cave. They don't want to turn around. They don't want to know what's projecting the shadows. They're not interested because they're happy. They're comforted, you know. Ignorance really is bliss in this world. And there's no going back for us. It's too late for us, you know. And in a way, we have to realize it's good to want to wake people up. That's what our job is. But to do it effectively, you're going to have to learn how to handle that weapon a bit better. Okay. And you're going to have to learn, choose your battles. You're going to have to learn when to actually use it, when to use the sword of truth. You're going to have to realize that some people are always going to turn into the agent. Some people not so. Some people are going to wake up. Some people are going to realize and go, oh, okay, yeah, okay, I see it, you know. Some people are going to say, whoa, easy there with that thing, you know, just, you know, let's sit down and just examine this thing a little bit and figure out how it works together. Some people, if you're lucky, maybe 0.5% of people are going to maybe have that positive reaction, but no, the majority are not going to be happy with you. They're going to hate you and they're going to fight back. They will fight back. I'm stressing this over again. I know I'm repeating myself. Because this message needs to kind of hit home for people, who, especially the newbies out there who have just fell into the rabbit holes for the first time and now have all this information rattling around in their skulls. It's like, I've got to tell everybody. I'm just saying, slow down. Slow down. don't go and burn all your bridges immediately and blow them all up with that C4 you've got in your hand there. Okay? Think first. All right? People don't like it when they feel threatened, when their sensibilities are questioned, when their comforts are taken away. You're about to make an enemy of everybody very quickly and potentially lose any hope at all you had of helping them see it from your perspective. So it's best to perhaps holster the weapon, okay, and maybe build a relationship, build trusts, plant seeds, become a gardener instead. Plant seeds and water them, you know what I mean? Like, hint at things, perhaps. And then maybe when they're ready, you can take the weapon out and show them what you've got, you know? But it's, if you just go around saying, look at this, it's like all they see is you just waving a gun around in the face. That's how they see it, okay? I hope this metaphor helps you, because it's serious. Like, this isn't, I know I laugh a lot, you know, and I know I'm quite jovial, but this one is serious. Like, this is something you need to get to grips with. Now, we're always supposed to be ambassadors for the truth. Okay, we're always supposed to walk upright and kind of present ourselves in a way that is presentable, that people actually want to listen to us, you know, and it comes with integrity, being honest, being open, and being patient with people, and calm, and not being wild and crazy and bug-eyed about the situation, and not being demeaning or degrading to those who don't know, and coming at it from an angle of peace and love. You know, without love, what's the point? We've got nothing, you know? We're not going to convince anybody of anything if we haven't got love. In the old video, I said this phrase, which I kind of forgot about, but I guess it's true, is that nobody was ever convinced of anything through an argument. Like, every time I've had an argument with somebody, and I mean a real argument of serious disagreements, like they have one opinion, I have another, and I disagree with them and they disagree with me, and we've just hashed it out with each other and argued with each other, neither of us were convinced of each other's side. There was no growth. Only hate was fostered, you know, only negativity was fostered. And I think even those listening never made up their minds either, for the few times there was an audience, you know. And whichever side each side was already on, they're still on that original side and they weren't convinced of the other. Because combativeness and love don't go hand in hand very, very much. Sometimes there's a need for tough love, I understand. When it comes to trying to convince somebody of the truth, you can only come at it from a perspective of calmness and acceptance and love and understanding, you know, and patience, long suffering. But if you come at them in attack mode, they're going to get defensive and the barriers are going to come up, the shields or walls are going to rise, and that's it, you've lost them. You've got no chance then. And then if you start getting the weapon out to try and break down that wall and that barrier, they're only going to further fortify themselves to protect themselves against whatever it is you're trying to break down their barriers with. It's even though truth is a weapon, we're not supposed to attack people with it. I guess is another way of phrasing this idea. It's not the conventional type of weapon. It's more explosive than it is directed, if you get what I mean. It's handle the damn thing with care because it might blow up in your face. That type of stuff. It's more like a grenade than anything, I suppose. But there's many ways you could allegorize this thing, and I think you're kind of getting the point here. And you know, this human nature in general, it's kind of, people have kind of been programmed to defend the system. And unfortunately, you know, there are people out there who, and you can see this, for example, I worked at a supermarket, so I have an example of this. You know, it's kind of, I've seen staff members who will literally put themselves in danger to get back that, I don't know, £30 worth of steaks that was stolen by some guy who randomly came in. And it's kind of, they'll confront like a robber just outside the store, or they'll chase after them or something. And it's kind of like that person you've just cornered, who's clearly desperate because they're stealing food, could stab you. They're a cornered animal in a desperate situation. They could hurt you. They could do anything to you and then run, which is, I've seen happen, you know? And it's kind of, why did you put yourself in danger for a company who doesn't care about you? You're just a number on their system for £30 worth of steaks that they can just get back on insurance anyway. Why did you defend this thing so much? You know, because it's the hand that feeds them. It pays their wage. They feel like they owe something to it. They feel like it's become a part of their identity. They've identified with the system that feeds them, their job, their workplace. But their bosses don't care about them, and the people above them certainly don't care about that person. And they are not obligated to put themselves in harm's way for their bottom line, so their stock doesn't get affected and their conversions don't get affected. They don't reach their targets. That's not your job to do that. But people will. People will, for some reason, instinctually jump to defend the system that they're a part of, to the point of putting themselves in danger, like serious danger. And it's kind of I understand it's human nature. Some people want to fight, and I get that as well, you know. And there's these other people out there who will quite literally see you brandishing a weapon and gladly get their own out and start trying to fight you. Okay, there's those people too. It's kind of, you don't want to invite that into your life, because it can get really messy and really horrible and destructive for everybody involved. It's not a pleasant thing to put yourself into that situation when it can be avoided easily by just, you know, stop brandishing weapons around everywhere. You know, be selective about how you use it, you know, be careful. And I suppose there are some people out there as well who, like I said, will destroy your life simply because they are a part of the system and they actually know full well the truth, and they see you out there trying to tell people and they're like, we can't have that. So there is that real danger as well, that you could be putting yourself in serious danger saying the wrong thing at the wrong time, and the wrong people hear you say it, you know. Then that's always a possibility. Things like gang stalking is a good example of the consequences of this. You got to have your back, you know. And then obviously, I would say no fear, as long as God is on your side. Don't worry, you know. There's only so much they can do. But these things can be avoided if you keep your cards close to your chest in a way, and you just be careful. And there was somebody commented on the last video. It's like, no, I will proudly preach the truth. It's bold and loud as clear, so everybody can hear no matter what, you know. And it's kind of like, be damned with the consequences, so forth. It's kind of like, well, maybe you, from your privileged position, maybe you're self-employed or something, or maybe you've got this thing where it's kind of like, you're okay, you can get away with doing that. Most people are not in a position where they can risk that type of thing. They're not. You know, most people need a roof over their head. They need their jobs. They need the wage. They need these things. You know, we may not be all of the world, but we still have to live in the world. There's still things we have to do with obligations, people who rely on us and other things like that, you know. And these people who are like very gung-ho about it, it's kind of like those are the ones that end up isolated, alone, detached, and start losing things, you know. And I don't mean like trivial things. I mean, like access to a home, a warm bed, family, you know, money, basic necessities. Things can start disappearing because you're burning too many bridges too fast. With that flamethrower, you've now gained access to before going through, you know, before learning how to handle the damn thing. Like you've just got to be careful, guys. I cannot stress this enough. So there's another tip for you, okay? The truth is a weapon. Handle it with care. People get defensive when you come at them with a weapon. And when people get defensive, it's either you or them in that scenario. Some people love the lie. They love the system. They will do anything to defend it and keep up the illusions that made them so happy. If you're coming along with a destructive device that's going to end it all, they're going to end you before you have that chance. You are a threat to them, to those who love the system and love the lies and are a part of the world. They're not happy that you've come along with the truth. Okay? A lot of people hate the truth. And if you come along talking about it, they're going to hate you too. You better be aware of that. You know, and as JT, Follows JC, has recently released his t-shirt saying, and, you know, as it was made clear, Jesus said there would be haters, you know, and if you're not religious, I'd still take that on board anyway. So there we go, guys. Thanks for listening. And as always, God bless.
I want you to get together.